May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in thy sight, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Take a pew. Yes, that fateful day has come. If you're a visitor, excuse, I'm talking to the regulars. He's back. Today's gospel is one in which we often view it from a very consistent point of view, but I am going to do my usual and look at it from some other direction. But first, let's consider where we are. If it was today, we would say that this little incident in today's gospel was occurring around a day or two after Palm Sunday, beginning of Holy Week. For the last 3 years, our Lord has been going around the countryside, proclaiming, ministering, doing all of those things that were necessary, but very much trying to avoid Jerusalem and the authorities. But now things are different. He comes into Jerusalem with great pomp, with the populace behind him, and they love him. As a result, the authorities are not loving him. They've been hearing about this guy wandering around out there, saying things and doing things that are not making them best pleased. He is talking about playing with the status quo. We don't do that. So, we better do something about it, hadn't we? So starting with instances like today's gospel, they start their insidious little campaign to trip him up, to get the populace riled, to give the populace another idea of how this is not a good idea at all. And guess what? If you think about it, skipping along a bit, it's going to work. What happens later on in the week? Our Lord's in front of Pilate, who says, hey, I don't want anything to do with this. In fact, even says, which one do you want? Do you want Jesus or do you want Barabbas? And they say, give us Barabbas. The whispering campaign has worked really well. Fine. But at the moment, we're still at this little story. Of course, they present it as this two-headed coin, where on the one hand, if he says, don't do it, straight into the hands of the Romans. If he says, do it, straight into the hands of the devout. And of course, we know what he does. He goes straight through the middle of it, doesn't touch either side, and they're all amazed. Of course, we stand there now and go, yes, look at him, our leader, straight through the middle. Isn't he clever? We vicariously take on that. We won. But I want to think of it more a case of, we're not taking on a vicarious win, guys. We belong on the other side. The Pharisees, you see, were people who were very much invested in the status quo. Money and how things went was important to them. But they didn't want to rile up the populace. So they use other people. They're disciples, it's called, but really it just means the people who work for them, the people who are around. And just for good measure, they drag into the equation the Herodians. Of course, the Herodians were basically the followers of Herod. They were from his side. Herod Agrippa, was put into power by the Romans, so we're invoking the power of Rome here to help the whisper campaign really get going. They haven't really got the moxie to do it themselves. They're going to involve whoever else they can get to do it. You see, for many of us, that's us. Cast your mind back. Some of you are to be longer than others. To school days. Remember when you were in that playground and somebody was messing with the status quo. You didn't like them. You were going to make sure they were put in their right spot. It may have started with a bit of words, excluding them from the process. Could even been some physical bullying. You could have done it at work. You know, the one who was brown-nosing the boss. Nee, nee, nee. Right, what's that going? The water cooler talk starts. Who's he think he is? What's she doing? Well, isolating, stopping. Let's start the whispering going. Let's make sure we put them out to dry. Well, if there was a saving grace for those particular times, of course it was when you went home from school or work. You had time to just forget it as best you could, but at least breathe. That was the 20th century, long time ago. This is the 21st century. Now those sorts of things occur on social media. But it don't stop when you leave school. It don't stop when you leave the office or wherever it is you work. It goes 24/7. And it's not the kids in the playground. It's not the people at work. It could be the ones across town. It could be the ones across the country. It could be those around the world. Lots of little Pharisees everywhere. It is a sign of our times that this is becoming a serious issue. Some of you there sitting, maybe thinking, you know what? My kids or my grandkids have talked about some of this stuff and I wasn't really quite understanding it. Oh, it's real. Go online. Type cyber harassment, cyber bullying, or something like that, and find out what you get. If it's happening to you, there are things that can be done. You can't just accept it. And if you know it's happening to somebody, you can't accept it. There's enormous resources out there. Again, go to your browser, because if it's social media stuff, you're probably pretty reasonable about doing that. Type in cyber bullying, cyber stalking, whatever. You'll find all sorts of ways of help too. You see, it's not just the kids in the playground anymore. though we do hear about that a great deal in the media. It's not just those at work. It's happening to anybody who can be playing on social media for very good reasons. Social media has its absolutely redeeming qualities. Ask my wife. My wife goes, 5 out of 7 nights a week, my wife has bath time with our 2 grandsons who live on the mainland. There are great things about it. But there is the other side. I sometimes joke when I'm talking about this and saying, if the Pharisees had social media, it probably wouldn't have been Good Friday. It probably would have been Good Wednesday. Because things move very fast in that social media world. And we better get to appreciate that. We better realize what's happening around us and help where we can. Yes. It is a tale of 2,000 years ago, but the human condition doesn't alter. Let's make sure that we can do ours to help people we know, and if it's us, to help ourselves by asking. And if you're on the other side of that, just stop it. Amen.